Tens of thousands flock to Los Angeles Dodgers World Series celebration. Los Angeles. Tens of thousands of Dodger fans packed onto downtown sidewalks Friday, some crawling atop bus stop shelters or climbing light poles, to get a glimpse of the team and the World Series trophy in a long-awaited championship parade. Many fans reported arriving in the downtown area as early as 4 a.m. to get prime locations along the parade route. By mid-morning, a throng of people had amassed throughout the downtown area and along the route. With fans flocking to the parade and a planned celebration at Dodger Stadium Friday afternoon, metro trains and buses were packed as they headed toward downtown. Metro officials reported throughout the morning that parking lots had been filled at various stations stretching from North Hollywood to East Los Angeles. The parade, featuring team members riding atop double-decker buses, began shortly after 11 a.m., as the team was carried from Dodger Stadium to the downtown area. The caravan stopped outside City Hall, where Mayor Karen Bass, wearing a blue Dodger jersey, spoke to the crowd from aboard one of the buses, although she was barely audible over the cheering crowd. Some Dodger team members could be seen in a partying atmosphere aboard the buses. The buses were showered with blue and white streamers as they pulled away from City Hall to begin the procession. The buses, all painted blue and proclaiming the Dodgers 2024 World Champions, were flanked by an army of police motorcycle officers. The 45-minute procession was planned to move south on Spring Street, then west on First Street, south on Grand Avenue, and west on Fifth Street, ending in the area of Fifth and Flower Streets. During a news conference Thursday morning, Bass and other officials outlined a coordinated effort to ensure the parade uplifts the championship team, dedicated fans, and its proud city. "Last week, I stood with city leaders to say that LA is ready. Ready to host the World Series. Ready to welcome visitors from near and far, and most importantly, ready to win," Bass said. "Now, we are ready to celebrate." A large number of Los Angeles police and fire department paramedics were deployed in the area in case of emergencies, along with 100 white glove Department of Transportation officers to manage the traffic. "I again want to urge Angelenos to celebrate responsibly," Bass said. "Violence of any kind will not be tolerated." Bass urged businesses downtown to institute a work-from-home policy on Friday to minimize traffic congestion. The County Hall of Administration and the Hall of Records were both closed Friday due to the celebration. All downtown Los Angeles Superior Court buildings were also closed. According to the mayor's office, Los Angeles Unified School District schools remained open Friday. Dodger officials said a portion of the proceeds from the stadium event will be donated to the Los Angeles Dodgers Foundation, which is tackling the most pressing problems facing Los Angeles with a mission to improve education, healthcare, homelessness, and social justice for all Angelenos. The celebratory events were being held on the 64th anniversary of the birth of legendary Dodger pitcher Fernando Valenzuela, who died October 22nd. "It's going to be emotional," Dodger manager Dave Roberts said. "Fernando was a friend of mine. I know he's smiling right now and very proud of this organization. So he's going to be missed. I'm sure it's something that he would want to have been a part of, but it's going to be emotional for all of us." The Dodgers won their second World Series championship in 5 years Wednesday night and eighth in their history, overcoming a 5-run deficit to defeat the New York Yankees 7-6 at Yankee Stadium and win the best of 7 series 4-1.